behind a bit more there to King Cove. King Cove coming out and pulling out to a double-digit lead and just hanging on to that. Kotzebue's hanging in there, down 15, and at the line, Kayla Short, two shots as she missed on the try for the bucket here. We're in the second quarter now as first quarter ended with King Cove on top. I believe the final was, or the quarter break was 14-6, I think it was. As here is Mack trying to go over to Rita Kazakin, and the ball picked off briefly, but taken back by Mack. Mack tries the shot, misses there. And now it'll be Kayla bringing it back up for Kotzebue. Short goes in deep into the corner there. And a foul is going to be called, I think, on Newton for the reach-in. It is. Sadie just picked up. She gets in foul trouble. She picked up her second. Yesterday played the whole second half with four fouls. Sadie did. Never fouled out. And it'll be the Lady Huskies to inbound it. That's five team fouls now with just over 3 minutes to go in the first half. Five team fouls on the rookies. There's a steal by Newton. That's why she gets so many fouls, though. She's always looking for that steal. 29-15 score. As here's a shot from Mack. Three-point land, that one. But doesn't go. Rebound off to McKissie. A hole over to Grace Gallahorn. And then Gallahorn trying to find Jessa Swanson. But Randall was in front of her, took away the shooting lane. And so she had to pass ahead or pull up. Swanson looked open, but Mack kicked down the afterburners just enough and knocked the ball out of bounds. She was looking to dribble out there on a steal rather than actually poke it out of bounds, but couldn't control right off the dribble on that steal. Here's Allie Martin, tries one in the corner. Not there. McKissie, those long arms, she keeps after it, pulls down the board, gets it out there to Star Thomas. Star Thomas was limping around yesterday, but she hits one today. Three-pointer from the corner. And good for Thomas. 29-18, 11-point lead, and here's a steal. Ball tipped away by the Lady Huskies, and with 2:22 to go in the first half, they've got the ball and a chance to cut it back to single digits here late in this second quarter. Bumped there by Mack, comes out to McKissie, and Newton will pick up the foul, her third now. To the line goes Lavea McKissie. Two shots for Lavea. Now the fifth team foul. It's a little strong there. Actually, it was 14 fouls on King Cove, three of them to Newton. Now five, and five team fouls on Kotzebue. 29-18 it stays. 29-18 it will still stay. So McKissie misses them both there, and Newton will bring it across. Chance to get back within nine there and miss it at the line. 2 minutes to go here, first half. Sadie with it for the rookies. Let's get back over to Elena. Now in the corner, Maddie Newman down low. There's Carver and Kayla. Just a tough angle there, and misses shot ahead of the pack. Kayla Short takes the long pass from Allie Martin and has the two-pointer. So Kayla Short with a big bucket there does get him within nine. 29 for the rookies and 20 for Kotzebue. So a break here in the action with 1:37 to go before halftime. I want to thank all you folks working the board there to try to get things squared away. I think I found the problem here again, similar to yesterday. And so it wasn't really the line. It was my box again. I must be doing something different because twice in a row this thing has happened. And I don't remember it happening, but maybe once before. So we'll figure that out. Anyway, the girls on the court are figuring things out. Kotzebue snuck back within nine now at 29-20. King Cove has the basketball. 90 seconds left here in the first half. It's over to Newton out on the right wing. She's got Elena Mack way out high, close to half court. Now Mack sneaks in with the dribble, backs off Kayla Short, misses a shot there long. Kayla Carver keeps it alive and does it again. Thomas ends up with the ball but travels with it, so King Cove will have it right back. Here is the pass into Duarte. Swinging it out to Newman. She slips one over to Leilani Brandle going down the lane. And there's McKeithy working hard. Comes up with the steal on her backside. Ahead to Allie. Allie to Kayla. And Kayla's shot just comes off the rim. Good scramble by the rookies to get back there. Mack came away with the rebound. Here's Newton. Three-pointer. Not there. And the rebound. Mack slaps it out. To save it inbounds, Kayla Short comes up with it, dribbles it out of a triple team to Star Thomas, and from behind, Maddie pokes it away and right to Brandle. Leilani scoops it out, stolen by Martin. Allie, free throw line jumper, not there. Rebound to McKeithy, and a foul called on, I think, going to be Duarte. Yep, it is. Duarte gets the push foul there, her second. Sends to the line, McKissie. Last time there, missed two. This time two more coming. And she gets the first. So we get the Lady Huskies at 21. King Cove at 29. Just 24 seconds to go here in this first half of play. Constable looked like they were falling behind, down 15 at one point. I think it was 24-9. They've come back as the second one, also good from McKissie. It's a seven-point game. Here a pass by Newton, stolen away by Allie Martin. Can't get it to go on the first shot, tries a second, and that misses. Back the other way, Mack gets a rebound, pulls up three-pointer, rims around and out. Still got a couple of seconds on the clock, and that ball will be safe back into play. No shot to end the half by either team, really. As it's a 29-22 score after one half of play in favor of the King Cove rookies over the Lady Huskies. But we got ourselves a ball game second half coming up here as the rookies started out to take control early and then now find themselves in a little bit tighter situation with a seven-point lead over the Cottsville Lady Huskies here. At the half, the score, once again, 29-22. I'm going to let you have a two-minute station break here, and then I'll be back. I'm going to check the book and make sure we have all the right scoring going here. We'll be back in 2 minutes for our halftime stats and more. Big second half coming up. Huskies 22, rookies 29. Back in 2 minutes. 60-second break before the second half starts, but first, the stats from the first half, as now I got them locked in and right. In the first half, the Lady Huskies had points from five of their girls. Justice Swanson leading the way with 6 points. Pitching right in behind her, 5 points from Shyla Schaefer, a three from Star Thomas, and with 4 points, Kayla Short, two from the line, and a two-pointer, and then 4 points also for Lavea McKeithy. So that's the scoring for the country girls. As on the other side, only three scores for the rookies, and it was Sadie Newton pitching in 8 points all in the first quarter. Duarte picked up 2 of 4 from the free throw line for 12. And then leading the way with 17 was Elena Mack. And interesting enough, that first quarter I thought it was 14-9. It was 19-9. So King Cove had jumped out to a 10-point lead after one quarter and pushed it as high as 15, I think it was, at 1.29. 14, maybe it was, right in there. Anyway, or 20, maybe it went to 24-9, and then that's when things started to roll the other way for the Huskies. They pull back within seven here at the half, 29-22. Well, let's see, that sets us up, I think, for... Oh, hey, I did want to say, so the official book yesterday in the King Cove Galena game that ended up 85-82 with the rookies winning it, we had, in my book, I had Elena Mack with 45. Apparently, the official book had it at 44. Pearl Green with Galena had 44 in my book, but... So apparently it was a 44-44 tie in the official book for those two shooting stars, the both seniors, for their respective teams. And just what a ball game, though. The score still stayed the same, 85-82. But if you got to listen in, that was a fantastic game by the rookies and the Lady Hawks of Galena. The rookies now have the Lady Huskies from Kotzebue, and they've got them nipping at their heels here at the half, 29-22. We'll stay right here. They stopped the clock and restarted it with only 35 seconds to go, so we had a minute 40 still. But. So it'll be Huskies to get the ball to start the second half. It'll be Grace Gallahorn to inbound. She has Shyla Schaefer, Allie Martin, Jessica Swanson, and LaVeya McKeesey on the floor for her. On defense for the rookies, Maddie Newman in the backcourt picks up the pass into Allie as she's joined by Elena Matt, Jalea Duarte, Leilani Brandel, and Sadie Newton. So here we go as Gallahorn looking for the pick and roll there, and McKeesey does. She overshoots her, stolen away by Matt. Mack keeps a dribble, now almost loses it, and does. Picked up by Schaefer. Hands off to Gallahorn in the backcourt. Gallahorn stopped there by Newton. Now they'll reset. Martin tries to drive baseline. Duarte pokes it away, or is a foul called on her? Foul is called on her instead. Jalea just picked up her second, I believe. But she had her second there in the first half. We'll see. I don't know if they changed that. Here's a shot outside by Gallahorn. And Mack pulls down the rebound. Yeah, it is Duarte's third. That's what I had. Duarte at the high post. Over to Mack. Misses a shot there. Rebound comes off to McKeesey. LaVeya coming back the other way. Goes to Gallahorn. And Gallahorn has it poked away by Leilani Brandel. It'll bring in Raida Kazakin for Duarte. Jalea picks up number three here in the early moments of the third quarter. And here's a shot by Schaefer. Good. It's a three to start the second half. Now a 29-25 score. We've passed the seven-minute mark of the third quarter. Lots of basketball to play here. Raida trying to go over the top of Justice Swanson, and she pulls it down. Knock it down with both hands. The long pass ahead to McKeesey. Can't hit it. Gets her own rebound. In and out again. And Martin kicks back to Swanson. Her shot won't go. Four tries at the bucket. Schaefer comes away with that rebound. They'll reset. This is Coach Gary Lamar says, Carver, get up there. And he's going to put Kayla in. A little fresher body in there. They need those rebounds. How many five shots did the Huskies get so far in this possession? Justice Swanson is going to get two more, but from the free throw line. The foul went on Leilani Brandel. And for Brandel, just her first. One more, Swanson hits the second one, though. So one of two from the line for Swanson. She's got seven in the game. And this pass tipped last touch by the Huskies. Allie gives chase, but wasn't going to get that one. And here's Brendel will set up with the high post. She drives right down the left side of the key, can't get that shot to drop. Rebound comes out to Brendel, and here's Carver, hustles over for the offensive board in the corner. Down low, Maddie, open, and has two. Newman gets the first points here in the second half and her first points of the game for the rookies. 31-26, a five-point lead with 5:46 to go in the third quarter. Dalhorn has it picked up by Mack. Dalhorn looking to the high post for McKeesey, but not open there. And then here is Martin sliding down the baseline, passes out to Jessa Swanson, blocked, her shot blocked by Mack, but off of the Huskies apparently. And so the rookies have it. Now the rookies here are going to lose it back on that hard pass down to Newman on the right baseline in the corner there. She just didn't collect it completely and off her hands out of bounds. There's the pass into Kayla Short from Gallahorn. Dangerous one. Leilani almost picked it off. Carver does pick off this one as they try to go to Justice Swanson. So pressure in the backcourt creates a turnover for the rookies. They have the five-point lead at almost the five-minute mark here of the third. Now it's Newton with it, with Mack. Back to Newton, right side. As Brendel plays the post. Carver open out on the wing. Newton says, I got it, and tries it. Rattles in, but pops out. Mack picks up the rebound off of Maddie Newman. Now Brendel in the lane. Pushes one up from about 8 feet out. She didn't try to drive in too close. Just saw the open spot, and Leilani gets her first bucket. 33-26. And here's Maddie picking up the steal, controlled it in the backcourt, goes to the forecourt to Newton. Now back to Mack. Mack's three-pointer short. Brendel with the rebound to Kayla. And Carver's left-hander won't go. Chase Gallahorn takes the outlet pass from Swanson. Now back to Swanson at the high post. Open. She'll go down the lane. Gets Mack in the air. Then shoots a shot, and it's going to be the foul on Elena Mack, but the two-pointer good for Swanson. She had a three-point play try in the first half, too. And I think that's when she got Duarte in the air, or Duarte to commit. So a 33-28 score right now, and Swanson has a chance here to cut it to four with the free throw. 4:08 to go, third quarter, and she does. So the Lady Huskies continue to chip away here. It's a four-point game, 33-29. Mack finds Sadie over on the far side in front of the bench of the rookies. She goes to the high post, and Allie Martin will get the steal here. And Leilani, with the bump, will pick up the foul. Brendel. As this is Lady Huskies basketball in the hands of star Thomas, and Thomas gets in trouble right away, but gets it out to Swanson. Over to Allie. Martin comes cross-court pass to Schaefer. That one rattles down but not in. And underneath, Swanson collects that loose ball and puts it off the glass for two. Now a two-point ball game, 33-31, 3:17 on the clock here, third quarter. Comes to Brendel, takes one dribble, tries to get past Swanson, and loses the ball to the Huskies. The Huskies have Allie Martin on the left wing. She'll take it on the dribble drive and gets her first two of the game. We are tied at 33, 2:55 on the clock. Mack with it. Step back, Mack. Three-pointer nut there this time. Justice Swanson with the rebound. Throws it out to Star Thomas. As Thomas will drop it down now to Martin, trying to get an interior pass there. No room. And Mack, hesitation dribble, goes past Swanson for two. She got Swanson to freeze in the spot, and then Mack gets her first points of the second half. And that's with 2:24 to go, a 35-33 lead. That's right, the rookies by two with just over 2:20 to go here in this third quarter. It's been a tough one for the rookies trying to bounce back from yesterday's epic game. And it makes you think, what about the Galena girls today going up against the hometown Homer Mariners? The Mariners lost to Kotzebue yesterday. 35-28 was the score. So you look at that and you think, the way the rookies are playing, it's possible the Lady Hawks of Galena will also be somewhat extended from yesterday's game. It was the Huskies, too. Not only the girls' team, but the boys as well played very lethargic all game. Even though they won against Homer, these girls didn't look that sharp. But Zeta Baldwin with the ball against the press. Gets two defenders, goes back to Gallahorn, and ahead to Schaefer. Now on the floor, Duarte with Short, or with McKeesey there. And a held ball. The rookies basketball. And for the rookies, Leilani pounds it across the timeline. And as they look to Duarte at the lane there, and there's going to be a foul from the side, Charlotte Schaefer with a reach. For Schaefer, her first. Four team fouls on King Cove in the court, in the tap, and that's the first one on Kotzebue. Quick timeout for the rookies. They lead by two with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 35-33. I think of yesterday's halftime score in the rookies game, it was 42-34, I believe, in favor of the Hawks. And today's game, here deep in the third quarter, 35-33. So you know, it was 53-all at the end of the third quarter in last night's game, and both teams put up, well, the rookies did put up 32 points, and Galena put up just under that at 28. Here's Mack, tries the three-pointer. Zeta Baldwin with the rebound. Surrounded by rookies, they can't get a hand on it. So she's able to get it back to Grace Gallimore. Grace picked up by Newton to wind down to minute 35. Now to Schaefer. Back to Gallimore looking for McKeesey. And going back to Grace. Gallimore, three-pointer. Doesn't work, and Jessa Swanson outraces everybody to that long rebound. Back to Gallahorn. Three again. This one won't go. And McKeesey with the rebound underneath lays it up and in. 4-2. And now the rookies with an unforced error on the inbounds pass. Just enough pressure by Kotzebue that Mack had momentum to throw it inbounds and had to step over. Here Zeta Baldwin tries a three. That's not there. Rebound by Gallahorn, and she'll try it. No. And the miss there by McKeesey, I believe, inside. And it's Mack coming away with it. So with 1 minute to go, we're tied at 35. As the rookies work it around to Mack. She gets by Gallahorn, puts it off the glass. No. Rebound to Mack, and she's got two. Mack relentless on the boards there. Here comes Shiloh. Schaefer needs help and got it. Grace got there just in time. Zeta Baldwin looking for McKeesey inside, but taken away by Leilani. And now the shot by Gallahorn. Three doesn't go, but number three, McKeesey, is there for two more. LaVea, two putbacks here in this late in this third quarter, keeping them tied at 37. 16 seconds to go. Sadie Newton has it for the rookies. Rookies in a dogfight here. Well, why not? With the Huskies. As here's Mack going to Duarte back out to Mack, and she hits the three with 2 seconds on the clock. Elena Mack, money ball, three-pointer puts the rookies back on top as we go into this fourth and final quarter. It's 40 for King Cove. It's 37 for the Huskies of Kotzebue. We'll be back in 60 seconds right here on your favorite stations.
It's been a great contest so far. Only three away for Kotzebue, so they'll come back fighting hard. You know that much. But here's a quick word to Aleutians or Eastern Aleutian tribes, and then we'll be back to see if King Cove can't hold on for the W. Eastern Aleutian Tribes wants you to know that if you're in need of support for drug and alcohol abuse, there's help available to you right in your own community. From medically assisted substance abuse counseling to support for friends and family members, there is help for you available in a number of different clinics across the Aleutians East Borough. So if you're looking to make a change in your life, make an appointment at your local clinic today. This message and program is brought to you by Eastern Aleutian Tribes in the Aleutians East Borough. All right, we're going to come back here. Fourth quarter action. Carl Pulliam with the play-by-play as we go back to the Homer Winter Carnival Classic Invitational 2020.
37 ball game. With the Huskies having the basketball down by three. Mack hits a three with 2 seconds to go in the third to break the tie. Tied at 33, tied at 35. And now 40-37 it is. And tied at 37, actually. And there's a tie up. Speaking of ties, Mack tied up by Schaefer and Gallahorn, I think, in there as well. Here's Leilani, quick move to the basket, finds Jalea, her shot just short underneath. McKeesey with the tough rebound there, and here's Sadie Newton with the steal on the outlet pass. Gallahorn trying to get it up court quick, instead Newton picks it off. Now Mack again, a three from the corner. And this will be Zeta Baldwin, gets across the timeline, gets it to Gallahorn, they got numbers. Allie Martin trying to go inside with the pass, had the shot, but tried to get it inside to Jessa. Or that was McKeesey in there. 43-37, two three-pointers in a row by Mack to end the third and to start the fourth here. As here's a three try by Gallahorn. She's tried several, not hit yet. And Allie Martin will step back and try one. Rebound saved by Baldwin, but right to Sadie Newton. Ahead to Mack. Pulls up. Three-pointer. Good. Three in a row for Mack. Three threes in just over a minute here by Elena Mack has pushed this lead out to nine. 46-37. Great pass there by McKeesey. Finds Jessa Swanson short on that shot. Newton comes back the other way. Sadie. Back to Mack, feeling it, step back. Elena Mack won't get that one, though. And Gallahorn gets a long rebound and then loses it out of bounds. Charlotte Schaefer checking in for McKeesey. This is going to be Mack. And across the timeline goes to Newton, back to Duarte. And now to Jalea at the free throw line. Finds Randall. And how about Leilani? She says, I can hit a three as well. And she nails that one. Randall with a beauty from the corner. Had one of those yesterday, too. Leilani makes it 49-37. What was a tie ball game at 37? Now a 12-0 run by the rookies. Over the last half minute of the fourth quarter, or the third quarter, and these first two-plus minutes of the fourth quarter. The rookies have answered the bell here. They are undefeated. And they saw Kotzebue and them tied up. actually, the way that third quarter ended with Mac taking that three-pointer just to give them the edge, 40-37 going into the fourth quarter, but they were tied at 33, at 35, at 37, and that was through the last almost 3 minutes of that quarter, 2:40 or something, and for the girls, I said, man, we have got to separate ourselves from this team. And for Kotzebue, trying to hang in there, but they have yet to get points here in this fourth period. 5:49 to go, only just over 2 minutes gone, but Elena Mack put up two threes, and Leilani Brandle just hit another one. So a 9-0 run in the quarter by the rookies has pushed them out now to this 12-point lead. And Coach Jade Hill says, call it over here. Let's get right. They've had some looks. They've had the shots in there, just haven't made them. And then defensively, they got to get out on that basketball again, especially on the shooters. Sadie Newton will inbound for the rookies. And comes into Elena. Duarte in there at the high post. Duarte with three fouls. Also, Newton with three. As this pass off, a little pressure there by Kotzebue in the forecourt did just enough to create a turnover. Comes into Allie Martin. Martin trying to throw over there to Star Thomas and stolen by Mack. Rebound comes off to Star, though, on the miss by Mack. And Zeta Baldwin all the way up court looking for Jessa in and out. She's right there and just missed the shot. To the floor goes Duarte to get that outlet pass. Had the rebound and was falling. Slipped it out there to Mack. The rookie's back in business. Coach Lamar says, keep it spread here. Work some clock down. 5:04 to go. Now the Huskies haven't hit really many threes, although Schaefer's got two, Star's got one, but Gallenhorn's their three-point shooter oftentimes, and she has no points in this game yet. And there's going to be a foul on Jessa as Duarte will go to the line for two. Jessa picks up. Let's see. Schaefer had that one, so Jessa's got her third. At the line, Jalea missing on the first. One more coming up. Duarte ready to line up the second shot. 49-37 score. Missing on both for Jalea. Unusual. She's so steady, but again, it's a little different ball game today. Here's Jess at the high post. Ball's knocked down there by Duarte and in the hands of Brandle. Duarte running the floor, gets a pass from Mack and scores two. Duarte might not have got him from the line, but she gets him there. And now a 51-37 score. Kotzebue is still looking to get that first bucket of the fourth quarter. It's going to be a push on Newton, I think. Or on Mack. It'll go on Mack, it looks like, her second. If it's on Newton, that would have been her fourth. Grace Gallenhorn to inbound does. Dally Martin now over to Zeta. Baldwin finds the open spot. Back to Gallenhorn. Three from straight away. Doesn't work. McKeesey tries to put it on the floor. The ball rattles out of there and in the hands of Sadie Newton with McKeesey held ball. Rookies will have it back then, 51-37. King Cove extending that lead to 14 now with 4:05 to go in the quarter. The long pass ahead, safe try there by Maddie Newman, and it'll be out of bounds for the Lady Huskies. Ball comes into Allie. Martin finds Zeta over on the far side, working it down inside to McKeesey, and her shot won't go. Duarte saves it right back to Mack. Great save by Jalea. Here is Mack trying to work against Gjallarhorn, Gjallarhorn will follow. It's really all she could do. I mean, she was keeping her away from driving, but at the same time, on that third, going from right to left, back to right, and then that last time, Gjallarhorn just said, I don't think I can keep up with this one. And a little bit of a grab right there in front of the referees in that isolation play on the right wing. So now for Kotzebue, their third team foul, Gjallarhorn's first. And here is Max, the kick out to Newman. Maddie shot, will not drop it. Baldwin comes over for the outlet pass. Here come two defenders, goes back to Gjallarhorn. Gjallarhorn in a little bit of trouble, and 10-second call as Mack won't let her get across the timeline. Gjallarhorn rethinking that one, said, I guess I should have passed it. She had a chance there at about the 7-second mark to get it back to Baldwin, but then I thought she was going to take the dribble hard that way as she had Mack stop and drop off her just a bit when she looked like she was going to pass, and instead went back to the dribble, and Mack kept her back there. Here's Leilani Brandel again in the corner, not there, but Duarte tries one. That won't work, and Newton comes in to take away the rebound. Down to 2:41 to go. 14-point lead for the Rookies. It was a 3-point lead at the quarter break, and the Lady Huskies have been scoreless here in the fourth quarter. That's right. 2.5 minutes to go, and they haven't got a point yet. Here's Mack, the scoop shot, rolls it in off the glass for two. And Mack with 8 in the quarter. There's Gjallarhorn trying to pitch it down there to Baldwin. Baldwin doesn't get it. Duarte does, and Duarte leads Mack for two. Mack up in the 30s again here for this ball game. 44 yesterday, the official book. Last court pass over to Zeta. Baldwin goes down the right side, inside of McKissie. Next pass, and there's that first bucket. But that was good movement and a great pass from Baldwin. Knew what to do. She does all right on that, you know, a couple dribbles like that, and then make something happen. And she just did then. Had a great game yesterday, too. There's Duarte to Brandel. Back out to Newton. Working the clock down now with 1:30 to go. Out it comes to Mack. 1:20 on the clock. Mack out in the corner. Playing catch with Newton up here. Now Sadie will bring it down inside. Goes off to Jalea. She'll pitch it out to Leilani, and they'll restart. And Baldwin gets a hand on that pass. It goes instead to Allie Martin as Grace takes it all the way to the hole, can't get the shot off. But I think the foul is going to be on Leilani, or what did they do here? No, it's going to be Rookie's ball, so the foul actually went on Grace. Looked like he put up a 2-5. It was a 3-2, which is 5. Grace picks up her second. Team's fourth, 5 on King Cove, but we're at the 1-minute mark here. And a 55-39 score with 1 minute to go. The King Cove Rookies have weathered the storm here, coming back from a epic game yesterday to meet this good Huskies team. And the Lady Huskies play it tight for three quarters, but this fourth quarter has been almost a shutout. On the stretch here, Baldwin with the good pass. As she brought the defender and then slipped it into a moving McKissie. Just had to catch and shoot as she slid down the right side of the key and got their first bucket with 2 minutes to go. So for the Rookies, they'll have it with 1 minute to go here. They'll have it in the backcourt. Lady Huskies will apply pressure. Comes into Duarte. Mack and Duarte end up the same spot, and Jalea gets it. Back to Elena. Working against Schaefer. It's a screen from Duarte. Now powers through. She hesitates, and that freezes Schaefer again. And Mack gets a two-pointer. In the quarter, she's got 12. 57-39. 33 seconds on the clock, and here's a steal by Brandel. Tip pass by Mack. Mack pulls up. Got it. Mack puts the punctuation mark on there. 60-39. 19 seconds on the clock. Head it comes to McKeesey. Has Jessa over there. Ball tipped by Duarte. And Gjallarhorn will collect it. Huskies looking for one more here, and here's two from Martin. Can't get it. Rebound to Duarte, and that's going to be the ball game. It's going to be a 60-39 victory here for the King Cove rookies as they pull away from the Huskies in the fourth quarter, outscoring them there by a score of 20-2. That's right, 20-2. So a big fourth quarter for the rookies puts this game on ice as 60-39 our final. King Cove over Kotzebue. We're going to take a quick 60-second timeout here. We'll be back with our post-game stats, get you ready for the boys' game coming up. And it'll also be King Cove and Kotzebue, but on the boys' side. So we want to thank all our sponsors out there, and here's a word from them right now from our favorite stations. Back in 60 seconds, folks, had a 37-all as the third quarter wound down, but then Elena Mack hit a three-pointer after they worked about 25 seconds of clock, and that put them up 40-37 going into the fourth, and then all King Cove in the fourth. Scoring-wise, the Huskies down at the half, 29-22. We said tying it up during that third quarter several times. But at one point, down again by as much as 15 in that first quarter. And then even in the third quarter, making their comeback and tying it up at 33, I think, the first time. For the Huskies, they had two players in double figures. Among their six scores, scoring-wise, Allie Martin put in 2 points. With four was Kayla Short, a three-pointer from Star Thomas. And then 8 points, Shyla Schaefer, and in double figures, 10 points for Lavea McKeesey. And with 12 points leading the way, Jessa Swanson, six in each half for Swanson. The Huskies, no points, though. You didn't hear her name, Grace Gjallarhorn, and usually Grace good for a couple of threes or something out there. She tried them, but just didn't hit them. Gjallarhorn played pretty much the whole game, too, and did all the other things, but did not score, and that hurt the Huskies' effort, especially in the second half. Zeta Baldwin, another good ball game on the floor. That pass to McKeesey, the only assist and points in that fourth quarter by way of Baldwin. For the King Cove rookies, well, they just continue on. Even after a marathon game yesterday, you knew they'd be a bit tired, and they didn't have their same sharpness, but they still came out and pounded out the victory behind their five starters scoring all the points. Maddie Newman had two, with five was Leilani Brandel, and then 6 points for Jalea Duarte. Sadie Newton had eight. And all in the first half, in the first quarter, in fact, when they ran out to the 19-9 lead. And then you just figured, well, it's going to be another King Cove-type game where they just swarm you first. But they couldn't continue that pace. Leading the way, though, once again, big scoring game for Elena Mack. Mack didn't hit 40 today, but she got as close as she could. 39 points for Mack, including in the fourth quarter, 15 of their 20 to put this game away. So a great job by a great young lady, one of the best high school basketball players in the state, and that's Elena Mack. So that's it for the rookies and the Lady Huskies. Again, the final, 60-39. We're 15 minutes away for the boys' game, It will be the Kotzebue Huskies against the King.